news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
And big thanks to the Craig Smith Agency for making that possible. Tomorrow's extended coverage of Super Tuesday. On the Super Tuesday Eve, cloudy and 63 as we get started. More from Dr. Bill's forecast coming up. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile, Police Department, County, and State troopers are clear. It's been a quiet ride so far from Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort across the Bayway and the Causeway. So far from Airport, Dauphin, and Moffitt, 65, we look good. O'Pass, Cagoula, Halls Mill Road, no problems at all. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Bernito Beach Boulevard and in Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across the street from the golf course. If you suffer from anxiety, depression, or pain, you may receive relief with Lotus CBD products. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers along with patchy fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers and afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
Right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
It's 6:08 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. And coming up, check in some more with Kane and get traffic info on the Super Tuesday Eve. Talk about some of the changes in the national race as we have names that are, well, we've said, I don't know, at least one of them a gajillion times here during the Democrat primary process who is out. Give you more on that. Actually, a couple of them out. Also here, back home, Sweet Home, Alabama, tomorrow, of course, Super Tuesday and primary day. If you haven't noticed, they're running some commercials.
I've heard.
Talking about it. I'm working on this. I was doing this over the weekend. Working on a political ad checklist. If you're a Republican running in Alabama, the things that must be in your ad.
And if they're not in your ad, just, I guess, count yourself out.
Okay, so y'all can help me. So I have, you know, President Trump. I have guns. I have illegals.
Right.
I have Soros.
You know, you gotta keep Soros in there.
The eternal boogeyman of Soros. If you think of something that we should add to our political ad checklist, you can hit us up on the text line at 343-0106, 343-0106. Checklist items. Like if you're thinking about, you're looking at this political ad, you got your clipboard, you got your pen, just make sure these things are in the ad.
Well, just off the top of my head, you got to add God back in.
That's
there
right.
Too.
That's right. That's
just like putting God back in the schools. You got to put God in the election campaign ads.
That's right, because God has. I don't mind when people talk about their faith in an ad. What I mind is when they angle like God prefers one candidate to another. I'm like, I think he's a little busy. Whatever your suggestions are, hit us up on the text line and we'll add those to the mix on our Alabama, at least on the Republican side, political ad checklist. Also, we could do one for the Democrats as well if you want to drop it in. But I think for the Democrats, it'd just be oppose Trump, no Trump, no Trump, no Trump, no Trump. Trump is bad,
right.
Orange man bad. Hair's bad, evil dude. So, but if there's anything else we should put in the Democrat ads, please let me know.
Okay. Yeah. All right? And if we're talking national, they've got to include Obama in the Democrat ads.
Well, that's kind
of that's what, for president.
Yeah, that's kind of what worked for Biden, didn't it, this weekend in South Carolina. Also, we'll get into today a free Egg McMuffin.
What?
Free Egg McMuffin Monday. I'll give you details on that goodie in just a couple minutes. All right. Let's take a look at what did happen this weekend in sports. Anything of major notes?
Yeah. We got a local team that won a state championship in basketball. I'll let you know who in sports. Also, SEC basketball continues. We're near the end of the regular season, so March Madness now on the horizon.
All right. And, yeah, that look at radar that has rained, pretty heavy rain, too, from Selma up north through Birmingham towards North Alabama. That's going to be part of what affects our weather for tomorrow for Election Day. More from Dr. Bill on that coming up in just a couple minutes. All right, so it was, well, it was a deciding factor. It was a culling of the herd this weekend with the South Carolina primary, the 2020 presidential campaign winnowing down the list with Pete Buttigieg getting out. Also, you have Tom Steyer getting out. More on this from Bob Constantini from Westwood One.
Bernie Sanders has leads in polls in most of the 14 Super Tuesday states. However, Joe Biden's decisive win in South Carolina might change the dynamic. Sanders was on ABC's This Week.
We have an excellent chance to win some of the largest states in this country and states all across this country because of the coalition that we're putting together, because of the issues that we are talking about.
Sanders has a sizable lead over Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren in California, a smaller lead in most Texas polls ahead of Tuesday's voting. Prone to some gaffes and loss of thought, pundits noted how Saturday night's win in South Carolina made Joe Biden seem sharp in his 12-minute address to supporters using a teleprompter. On Sunday programs, his answers were snappy, Biden reviving the early selling point of electability in an appearance on CNN's State of the Union, but not just for him versus the president.
They're looking for who can not only beat Donald Trump, but who can keep a Democratic House of Representatives and who can bring along a Democratic Senate. And that means you got to be able to compete in almost every state from the top of the ticket.
After the South Carolina win, Biden received a host of endorsements from House Democrats, many of whom fear Bernie Sanders as nominee will hurt down-ballot contests, whatever the outcome of the presidential race. Still, Sanders in national hypothetical polls is ahead of President Trump, including in a recent Fox News survey that had the president upset. The field narrowing, too. Tom Steyer giving up Saturday night, and former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, technically the winner of the Iowa caucuses but running low on cash, announcing Sunday night he's calling it quits.
The truth is that the path has narrowed to a close, and we have a responsibility to consider the effect of remaining in this race any further. Our goal has always been to help unify Americans to defeat Donald Trump and to win the era for our values.
Meanwhile, former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg saying Sunday he's full speed ahead, come what may, on Super Tuesday. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Right, so we've winnowed down the list. You wonder what Tom Steyer looks like. He hasn't spent Bloomberg money, but he's spent a bunch of money to get to that point and go, well, time to drop out. Wasn't it time a couple months ago, or I guess now?
You'd think so. And he spent it all the way until the end.
Yep. We'll talk more about what's going on the presidential side, but we'll talk back here in Alabama, AL1, and the Senate race, and also some amendment items. We're going to go through the ballots this morning for your sample, which, by the way, you can go to fmtalk1065.com, click the link for 2020 election, and you'll get all kind of interviews there, all kind of information. And one of the things, you can get your sample ballot, check it out for Mobile County, check it out for Baldwin County before you go to vote. So look for that. But we'll go through that. If somebody's asking me, am I going to make recommendations on who? No, I never. Y'all new to the station. I've been doing this 11 years. I don't tell you who to vote for. Give you information. I might tell you who not to vote for. But
I figured I'd ask. Okay.
Okay, it was you. Okay,
that I just wanted to know.
It was you texting me from across the table there. Appreciate that. All right, 615 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5 right now.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police are looking for answers after several people were stabbed at a home on Road Street. Police say it happened just before 9 Sunday night. Officers closed off the intersection of Carter and Katy Streets during their investigation. Right now, officers have not released any details about the victims or a possible suspect. Three teens were on the run this morning after escaping from a juvenile detention center in Walton County, Florida. Deputies learned Delarian Max, Franklin Benegas, and Santonio Allen were missing Sunday afternoon. Officials believe the three stole a tan 2006 Dodge Ram with a Florida tag before leaving the area.
An 8 Mile woman remains at University Hospital after she and her daughters were hit by a vehicle while waiting for a Mardi Gras parade. Portia Barnes has a broken pelvis, a fractured ankle, a back injury, and a deep cut on her leg after the incident. Her daughters were taken to USA Women and Children's Hospital also, but have already been released. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
This is Wes Lambert, and I approve this message.
Donald Trump and Wes Lambert, both entrepreneurs and business owners, and Wes Lambert is running for Congress to represent Alabama's 1st Congressional District. A conservative champion, lifelong Republican, pro-life, a strong Second Amendment supporter with an eye on fiscal discipline and personal responsibility. Wes Lambert believes that profitability is achieved by operating within a budget and cutting waste. That's why Wes Lambert believes government should be run like a business. Choose Wes Lambert. A Trump supporter from the beginning, fellow conservative, and business outsider committed to reducing the healthcare bureaucracy and for marketplace competition. Wes supports building the wall and is driven to stand up and protect the best interests of our Gulf Coast community. Wes knows that he can make things happen because that's what he does every day. It's time for something different. Stand up and make a difference. Vote for Wes Lambert. Paid for by Wes Lambert for Congress, 9792 Camberwell Drive, Daphne, Alabama, 36526.
Okay, boat's hitched, fishing gear's loaded, cooler's packed.
Nice. But are you sure your boat isn't too heavy for my truck?
Relax. I tow it down to the island all the time. It's fine. Ugh. Sorry, Gary.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more. Professional Collision, we got this.
Good morning, 618 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The 2020 Alabama High School Basketball Championships wrapped up on Saturday in Birmingham. Around 65,000 people total were in attendance at the BJCC Arena. Wow. Over 6 days of the tournament. Yeah, that's up over the last 3 years. Locally, we have one team bringing a blue mat back to Mobile. The Williamson Lions boys team defeated Talladega 68-61 in the 4A championship on Friday. It was the second boys basketball state title for Williamson and their first since 2007. In 7A, the Lee Montgomery boys team beat Mountain Brook for the program's first state championship. Spain Park won the 7A girls championship. Huffman won the 6A boys title. Hazel Green won 6A girls. Fairfield won the 5A boys championship. Charles Henderson won the 5A girls title. Anniston's girls won the 4A title. Pike County's boys team won the 3A championship. Pisgah defeated T.R. Miller in the 3A girls championship. Collinsville's girls and Calhoun's boys teams won in 2A. And Pickens County boys and Spring Gardens girls won in 1A. In SEC basketball on Saturday, number 8 Kentucky beat number 15 Auburn 73-66 to clinch the regular season SEC title. Kyra Lewis scored 25 to lead Alabama past South Carolina 90-86. Tennessee beat Florida 63-58. LSU took down Texas A&M 64-50. Ole Miss blew out Vanderbilt 86-60. Mississippi State beat Missouri 67-63. And Georgia got past Arkansas 99-89. Here at home, the South Alabama men's team defeated Troy 78-63. Jags have now won 7 games in a row and could clinch the number 2 seed for the conference tournament with a win over Texas State tomorrow in their regular season finale. The Jaguars women's team lost to the Trojans on Saturday 77-73 after the Trojans rallied in the second half. In baseball, South Alabama won 2 in a 3-game home series against Gonzaga. Jags have won 5 of their last 6 games and will head to Tuscaloosa to face Alabama tomorrow afternoon at 3. In NASCAR, Alex Bowman led 110 of 200 laps in Fontana, California to win the Auto Club 400. Bowman crossed the finish line nearly 9 seconds ahead of runner-up Kyle Busch. Kyle's brother Kurt finished 3rd, Chase Elliott came home 4th, and Brad Keselowski 5th. Next up, the Cup Series heads to Phoenix for the FanShield 500. And in golf, 21-year-old South Korean Sung J.M. won the Honda Classic by 1 shot over Mackenzie Hughes. It's M's first career win on the PGA Tour in 50 tries. 621 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now. This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers along with patchy fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers and afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The 22nd Annual Business Expo and Job Fair is coming Thursday, May 7th to the grounds. If your business would like to meet with job seekers, consumers, and showcase your products and services, take advantage of the early bird registration special offering a $45 savings. Join FM Talk 106.5 and be a part of the largest comprehensive job fair in the region. Call the South Alabama Regional Planning Commission at 652-0585 or visit sarpc.org for more information on the largest comprehensive business expo and job fair, May 7th.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we do have a head-on collision with an overturned vehicle, and emergency vehicles are still heading there now at 45 and Spice Pond Road. Be careful. Other than that, it looks like it's a good ride. No problems across the Bayway or the Causeway. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2020 Corolla with 0.9% financing for up to 60 months. You can see their inventory online at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 623 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. It's a Monday. It's a Super Tuesday Eve. By the way, more information if you want to check out, like, maybe you've forgotten where you vote. Is that possible? If you've moved to a new home, moved new to the area, trying to figure out where you vote, all that information, alabamavotes.gov, that's the website, alabamavotes.gov. Go there, that's the clearinghouse. Although you could go for Mobile County to the probate court website for probate.mobilecountyalabama.al.gov. I think it's the same for Baldwin County. AL.gov. You can get your voting information there. But Alabama Votes, that's the best. Just, if you search Alabama Votes, you'll get all of the information right there online. And you can plug in your name, you can plug in your address, it'll tell you where your polling place is, all that kind of information. If you're new to the area, I mean, if you've not, everything's the same. But if you're in a new home, new area, maybe you moved across town or across the bay, something like that, you can check it out.
You know where you're voting?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Yeah, I do too.
Yes. I'm going, as always, to the museum.
All right.
The museum.
That's a good place. Yeah. I'm heading over to the Connie Hudson Senior Community Center.
That's where y'all party.
That's where we really party.
And I party with the folks over at the park, at the museum there.
Yeah,
very,
well,
very austere in entrance and very very modern there at the park. So,
well, we always look forward tomorrow morning as soon as you start voting. Start sending in the texts and let us know how it looks at your polling place relative to times in the past where you've gone to vote.
And we will compare and contrast, like Dalton said, the morning show, also the midday show, and then special coverage of election results starting at 7 tomorrow evening. We will be live in here starting at 7 as that information starts trickling in. Hopefully it comes like a gully washer, and I'm going to be frank with you, because I'm planning to be here till 10 o'clock or so, but if the stuff's trickling or it's close, I could be a lot later tonight. I could just sleep in the old Gilligan's hammock here at the station and wait for the morning show. So I'm hoping it comes in quickly, but our coverage will start at 7 o'clock on tomorrow night right here on FM Talk 106.5. All right, I mentioned the Egg McMuffin, and I don't know if this has anything specifically to do with like fueling you up to go vote or something like that, but word is, you got to use the app. But as of, I'm sorry, this is today, so I don't know if you can do this tomorrow. Today, McDonald's offering free Egg McMuffin. McDonald's calling it National Egg McMuffin Day.
If no one's going to call it that, you got to call it yourself.
Proving that everything has its own day on the national calendar, but today, National Egg McMuffin Day. By the way, you should know this being McDonald's folks. How long has the Egg McMuffin been around? When was it first? When did it debut?
I'm going to say in the 80s.
Okay.
It seems like maybe a health and fitness craze then, and McMuffin a little healthier than everything. I'm going to say 88. Okay.
It's older than me. 71.
Wow.
Yeah, 50 years. They said a year early is a celebration here for the 50-year anniversary of the Egg McMuffin. So what do you got to do? Customers can get the free sandwiches between 6 and 10:30 this morning. You'll need the McDonald's app to do so.
Mm-hmm.
So you got the McDonald's app. You can roll up and get your free Egg McMuffin, which I can only imagine, Dalton probably can tell us as a frontline person, what it's going to be like working at McDonald's this morning.
They're going to have a lot of the eggs ready to roll, a lot of the sausage,
You think people are hydrating right now, getting ready, making sure they've got they'll have some kind of knee braces on, elbow braces, getting ready for the big game.
And you know that app, I'm not sure if it still has it, but the McDonald's app, you can then emoji. You can use the emoji for a lot of the characters like Grimace and Hamburglar.
What do you mean, can you use the emoji? How do you use
the
emoji?
Once you get the app, then they give you the emojis, and you can send them off.
Well, you got that going for you, which is nice. All right, coming right back.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Toll opponents reunited on Sunday to share their side of the fight over the controversial bridge proposal. A Texas filmmaker is currently shooting a documentary about the battle between the anti-toll group led by State Auditor Jim Ziegler and the Alabama Department of Transportation. There have been renewed talks about plans to build a bridge across Mobile Bay, but no plans have been approved. Santa Rosa County leaders will break ground on a new medical facility to serve people in Navarre. The new freestanding ER will operate 24 hours a day and be more convenient to area residents. The ceremony begins at 10 this morning. Later this week, Baldwin County leaders are expected to vote on an incentives package to get more students interested in aviation. County commissioners are expected to vote on a $2.5 million commitment to FlightWorks Alabama, an aviation training facility on Airbus's campus. Under the agreement, FlightWorks will invite 50 10th grade students from each high school in Baldwin County to get hands-on learning experience. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Our way of life is under attack from radical liberals and media elites who look down their noses at anyone who's Southern, conservative, Christian, and voted for President Trump. Chris Pringle is a South Alabama conservative we need to defend our values. Chris Pringle is pro-life, pro-gun, big-time pro-Trump, and doesn't care who knows it. Chris Pringle isn't politically correct and proud of it. He'll take on the liberal media and anyone else who mocks our conservative values. Chris Pringle will stand with President Trump to build the wall, protect the unborn, and defend our way of life from radical socialists like Bernie Sanders and Nancy Pelosi. Standing with Trump and defending our South Alabama values. That's proud conservative Chris Pringle.
I'm Chris Pringle, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Chris Pringle for Congress.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list? Gulf Coast Tools and Foley. With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it. Including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Of coronavirus infections in South Korea, Italy, and Iran continue to expand this morning. The total number of COVID-19 cases here in the United States jumping by 24 over the weekend, and there was first one and now a second death confirmed, both in the Seattle area. The White House has announced new testing for air travelers from the hardest-hit countries and even an outright travel ban, as Bryn Gingras reports.
The Trump administration is going to expand its travel ban with Iran, meaning any foreign national who goes to the country within the last 14 days is not going to be allowed back into the United States.
Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg withdrew from the race last night with speculation in political circles he might endorse Joe Biden before voting gets underway tomorrow in the Super Tuesday primaries. President Vladimir Putin says Russia has developed unique offensive weapons, saying we're not going to fight against anybody. We're going to create conditions so that nobody wants to fight against us. Stock futures now plunging this hour. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The Wall Street Journal says questionable sales tactics have cropped up at Amex offices in a push to retain cardholders after Costco ended a long-running partnership. Salespeople misrepresented rewards and fees, checked credit reports without consent, and in some cases issued cards that weren't sought. Amex says it found a very small number of cases inconsistent with its sales policies. Crude oil up 40 cents at $45.16 a barrel amid increasing optimism that OPEC will announce production cuts later this year, and on hopes global central banks are ready to support economies amid the coronavirus outbreak. For the week last week, crude oil plunged over 16%, the biggest weekly fall since December 2008. Lufthansa says it will cut capacity on several routes to Italy while extending its flight suspension to and from mainland China. The German carrier said it's reducing its number of flights to Italy. On Wall Street, futures are mixed right now. That's Your Money Now.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-885-6633 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-885-6633. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed to fit your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Call now, 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And, 1.8 you had for the weekend, I think somewhere thereabouts?
Yeah, it turned out pretty good. I said that some clouds would be coming in on Sunday. That was the case, but, of course, Saturday was beautiful. And yesterday, up around 69 degrees, and we had 70 degrees on Saturday. And it looks like we'll continue to warm up, but also we have increasing humidity because now the wind is out of the south. So today, look for mostly cloudy skies, and there's a chance of a few scattered showers developing. And the high today will get into the low 70s. Now, tonight, with all this warm, moist air coming on off the Gulf, we could see some fog. And also a chance of some scattered showers tonight. Low will be in the low 60s. And then tomorrow, a cloudy day with scattered showers again. And we'll also see some fog around, particularly around the bay tomorrow. And the high getting on up into the mid-70s. Now, after that, on Wednesday, and particularly Tuesday night and Wednesday, we have a storm system coming out of Texas. It looks like it's going to track into the southern portion of Mississippi by late on Wednesday. So therefore, we can expect numerous showers for Tuesday night and Wednesday, and also a few thunderstorms, and there's a possibility that a few of those thunderstorms could become severe on Wednesday. Now, things will improve on Thursday, and that storm system will move on to the east, and drier air will gradually come in. Thursday will be still mostly cloudy, a little bit cooler, about 65 degrees on Thursday, and then some dry weather for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with highs in the 60s. So the day to really watch then, or period of time to watch, will be Tuesday night, Wednesday, into Wednesday evening, which will have numerous showers and the possibility of some strong thunderstorms.
Okay, so tomorrow night, not so much during the day. I'm thinking with Super Tuesday tomorrow and the big primary day here in Alabama, you think we're all right for getting out to the polls?
Yeah, there will be some scattered showers and, of course, some areas of fog. And any of the heavier rain is not going to get in here until later in the evening or late at night at Tuesday. And then Wednesday and Wednesday night will be the prime time for any kind of severe weather.
Okay, so we're looking good for that. Although I'll go on the rant later when we're not talking to Dr. Bill about the weather. When we have low turnout because it rained, people will go, I mean, y'all will go do everything else when it rains. You should go vote. You should go vote when it rains. I mean, I hate that excuse. Remember, it was a few years ago, Dr. Bill, we were talking about it, and we had some anemic turnout, like 16-17%. People said, well, it's raining. Give me a break. All right. Dr. Bill, also remind folks, if they've yet to pick up their copy of the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, you've got them all over Mobile and Baldwin counties.
Yeah, we sure do, and particularly with Hancock Whitney Banks. Here on in Mobile and also on the Eastern Shore. And you could always stop by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and also on the Eastern Shore at Old Time Garden Supply. Those are just a few of the locations that have the, and it's free, the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac for 2020.
And I don't know if I'm stepping outside my bounds here, but I'll just say it this way if you want it. Congratulations, Dr. Bill.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
We won't. Would you keep it cryptic, or we just? You're granddaddy.
That's right. Again, my daughter Kristen had a baby on the Friday morning. They're all doing well.
Can y'all hear the pride in that voice? Can you hear that? Can you hear that grandfatherly pride? Good stuff.
Congratulations, Dr. Bill.
Of course, it's a little girl, and of course, I had four daughters, so another girl in the family.
So it continues. Outnumbered for sure. All right, Dr. Bill, well, congratulations, and we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, and yeah, granddaddy twice over, Dr. Bill Williams.
Awesome.
Yeah, the stories were always so good. I mean, he had a house full of, I mean, completely outnumbered. At least it's even, you know, in my house of boys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
You got two and two. Can't imagine having four daughters and the wife, who I love. Love Dr. Bill's wife, my favorite of the Williams, Jane. Hey, but they had him outnumbered forever.
He never won an argument, I'm sure of it.
Never. All right. 6:39, FM Talk 106.5. Let me line up a couple things going on. First of all, your chance to win them before you can buy them tickets. Again, we're doing this all the time. This is awesome. Got your chance to win them before you can buy them tickets to see Jake Owen, his down to the T Tiki Tonk Acoustic Tour is coming to the Sanger Theater on March 15th. Tickets on sale at the end of the week. We'll give you details here on winning some this morning on Mobile Mornings. Also, taking Midday Mobile on the road today to the Dumbwaiter downtown. Going to have lunch downtown right there along Bienville Square, right across from where the squirrels are.
Mm-hmm.
In Bienville Square. So we'll be doing that and hanging out. Come see us if you got a little lunch hour or two today. You want to stop by and say hello. We'll be there at the Dumbwaiter downtown doing lunch. Then tomorrow, of course, this show, Midday Show, special election coverage starting at 7 tomorrow night. Brought to you by the Craig Smith Agency. Thank you. Be doing that until pretty much till we have a real good feeling on AL1 and the Senate race primaries. We'll do that till probably 10, maybe a little bit later tomorrow night. So that's coming up tomorrow. Then we're loading out, by the way, I'm looking at Dalton telling him, we're loading out Wednesday or Thursday for the Mobile Boat Show.
Yes.
Set up our booth down there. We'll be at the Mobile Boat Show starting on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So 6th, 7th, and 8th at the Mobile Boat Show.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. I went to Jurassic Quest on Saturday.
How was that?
It was awesome, and the kid loved it. She wasn't scared.
It was for you, really.
No, you got to see the picture. She was not scared at all of the T-Rex or anything, but I was looking around that whole convention center, and I was telling my wife, I'm like, you wait. In about 3 days, they're going to start loading these boats in,
yep.
And they're going to fill this entire thing. There might be 150, 200 boats just in this room
alone. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
In that one room.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. I worked for the folks with Gulf Coast Shows for a season.
Yeah.
And worked on the loading the boats in and out at some kind of, it's a major, it's like a military operation to get everything done down there. But yeah, we're going to be at the boat show, so come see us at the Guides Corner booth before you get into the main room with all those boats. When mm-hmm. you're just taking that final, you take that 90 to the left and you start the straightaway to go inside, we're right there. So come by and say hi to us this coming weekend. All right, so lots of stuff going on, and we'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. Also, the coronavirus, the weekend update on that, we'll get to that in just a second, plus more sports with Dalton on the way.
Are you heading out of town this weekend?
I sure am, but I need to go by Kingan's Classic Cars to get my oil changed first.
Oh yeah, me too. How's your car been running since they worked on it?
Great. Thank you for recommending their service department. Not only did they fix my car, they saved me money by finding the exact problems and took care of it. Turns out, my car didn't have as many issues as I thought. Kingan's Classic Cars really made me feel like family. In fact, I trust the service department so much, I've recommended that my mother take her car in immediately.
That's great. I knew they'd take care of you.
And you were right.
No matter the make or model, Kingan's Classic Cars can service them all. Cars, trucks, SUVs, we'll treat you like family. Call 479-6676. That's 479-6676. Or schedule your appointment online at kingandcars.com. That's kingandcars.com. For the best automotive service, kingandcars.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, working several accidents now. Saraland Police Department at southbound 65 at exit 15, just south of Celeste Road. Also got one at 45 at Spice Pond Road, a head-on collision with an overturned vehicle. Mobile Police Department working accidents at Dunlap Drive in Atsco and 90 in Coca-Cola. The Renaissance Hotel and Battle House Hotel and Spa are hosting a joint job fair this Saturday from 9 to 2 to fill 40-plus jobs. Applications must be completed online before attending the job fair by going to renaissancemobilejobs.com. And I'm Kane with your and Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Mobile County Treasurer Phil Benson is an Air Force veteran who used his GI Bill to obtain a bachelor's degree in accounting. After receiving his degree, Phil Benson spent the next three decades working in the private sector as a certified public accountant. Phil Benson is a man of faith that not only attends Christ United Methodist Church, but is also the church treasurer. Phil Benson is a Republican who has proudly served our country and supports all of President Trump's policies. For the past 7 years, Phil Benson has managed the Mobile County Treasury Department with honor and the utmost integrity to keep your tax dollar safe and secure. So, on March 3rd, let's keep Phil Benson working for us. Vote Phil Benson, Mobile County Treasurer.
Hi, I'm Phil Benson, Treasurer of Mobile County, and I would like to take this opportunity to ask for your vote and support for the Mobile County Treasurer on March 3rd.
Paid for by the Phil Benson Campaign.
6:45, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Quick reminder, too. Got questions about where you go vote, alabamavotes.gov. If you want to learn more about the candidates and got any other questions about what's on the ballot, you can check all that out by going to our website, fmtalk1065.com. Click the link for 2020 election. Interviews waiting for you there. Sample ballots for Mobile and Baldwin County. It's all right there at fmtalk1065.com. All right, several fast-moving developments involving the coronavirus are keeping President Trump's administration and the nation on their toes. Linda Kenyon from Westwood One with more.
Over the weekend, officials confirmed two deaths in the U.S. as a result of the coronavirus, both people living in Washington State. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, says officials are investigating both cases.
Who spread to whom, we do not know yet.
President Trump over the weekend announced further restrictions on travel from Iran and advised U.S. citizens not to travel to specific regions in Italy and South Korea due to concerns about the coronavirus. And in a tweet on Sunday, the president wrote, in addition to screening travelers prior to boarding from certain areas designated high-risk countries or areas within those countries, they will also be screened when they arrive in America. Vice President Mike Pence says the travel restrictions imposed by the president early in the crisis have made a big difference.
If President Trump had not made the decision to suspend all travel from China into the United States and establish a quarantine effort for people returning to the United States, we'd be in a very different place.
The vice president appeared on NBC's Meet the Press, where he also addressed the rough week for the stock market in the context of the coronavirus.
This economy will, and particularly the stock market that saw some downturns this week, it'll come back, but our focus is going to remain on the health and well-being of the American people.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Congress is moving quickly to provide funding to help with treatment, prevention, and protection from the coronavirus.
I asked for $8.5 billion, $1.5 billion to the CDC to continue rapid response, $3 billion to public health and social service emergency funds, $2 billion to reimburse state and localities, and finally $1 billion to get this vaccine over the line.
That funding could be approved by Congress and released within days.
I hope it would pass the House and Senate this week and next week.
In the meantime, Secretary Azar on CBS says it's important to take a clear-eyed approach to the coronavirus.
The risk to average Americans remains low. We are working to keep it low. We will see more transmission of cases in the United States. We've got the finest public health system in the world here. This is what we do. We cannot make predictions as to how many cases we'll have, but we will have more, and we will have more community cases. It's simply just a matter of math.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
The Mobile Boat Show opens this weekend at the Mobile Convention Center. It's the biggest show on the Gulf Coast, with the best prices of the year on hundreds of boats, accessories, tackle, and more. Whether you fish the Gulf or cruise the bay, you'll find a boat that fits your budget, and it's fun for the whole family. This weekend only, indoors and outdoors at the Mobile Convention Center, with lots of downtown parking. It's presented by Hancock Whitney Bank, and worth a drive from anywhere. Don't miss it.
This is Wes Lambert, and I approve this message.
Donald Trump and Wes Lambert, both entrepreneurs and business owners, and Wes Lambert is running for Congress to represent Alabama's 1st Congressional District. A conservative champion, lifelong Republican, pro-life, a strong Second Amendment supporter with an eye on fiscal discipline and personal responsibility. Wes Lambert believes that profitability is achieved by operating within a budget and cutting waste. That's why Wes Lambert believes government should be run like a business. Choose Wes Lambert, a Trump supporter from the beginning, fellow conservative, and business outsider committed to reducing the healthcare bureaucracy and for marketplace competition. Wes supports building the wall and is driven to stand up and protect the best interests of our Gulf Coast community. Wes knows that he can make things happen because that's what he does every day. It's time for something different. Stand up and make a difference. Vote for Wes Lambert. Paid for by Wes Lambert for Congress, 9792 Camberwell Drive, Daphne, Alabama. Emma 36526.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police are looking for answers after several people were stabbed at a home on Road Street. Police say it happened just before 9 Sunday night. Officers closed off the intersection of Carter and Katy Streets during their investigation. Right now, officers have not released any details about the victims or a possible suspect. Three teens were on the run this morning after escaping from a juvenile detention center in Walton County, Florida. Deputies learned Delarian Max, Franklin Benegas, and Santonio Allen were missing Sunday
afternoon. Officials believe the three stole a tan 2006 Dodge Ram with a Florida tag before leaving the area. An 8 Mile woman remains at University Hospital after she and her daughters were hit by a vehicle while waiting for a Mardi Gras parade. Portia Barnes has a broken pelvis, a fractured ankle, a back injury, and a deep cut on her leg after the incident. Her daughters were taken to USA Women and Children's Hospital also, but have already been released. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Gun enthusiasts, are you looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Get a complimentary mount and foresight with any gun or scope purchase. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
6:50 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The 2020 Alabama High School Basketball Championships wrapped up on Saturday in Birmingham. Around 65,000 people total were in attendance at the BJCC Arena over the 6 days of the tournament. Locally, we have one team bringing a blue mat back to Mobile. The Williamson Lions boys team defeated Talladega 68-61 in the 4A championship on Friday. It was the second boys basketball state title for Williamson and their first since 2007. In SEC basketball on Saturday, number 8 Kentucky beat number 15 Auburn 73-66 to clinch the regular season SEC title. Kyra Lewis scored 25 to lead Alabama past South Carolina 90-86. Here at home, the South Alabama men's team defeated Troy 78-63. Jags have now won 7 games in a row, and they could clinch the number 2 seed for the conference tournament with a win over Texas State tomorrow in the regular season finale. The Jaguars women's team lost to the Trojans on Saturday 77-73 after the Trojans rallied in the second half. In baseball, South Alabama won 2 in a 3-game home series against Gonzaga. The Jags have won 5 of their last 6 games, and they'll head to Tuscaloosa to face Alabama tomorrow afternoon at 3. In NASCAR, Alex Bowman led 110 of 200 laps in Fontana, California to win the Auto Club 400. Bowman crossed the finish line nearly 9 seconds ahead of runner-up Kyle Busch. And in golf, 21-year-old South Korean Sung Jae-im won the Honda Classic by 1 shot over Mackenzie Hughes. It's M's first career win on the PGA Tour in 50 tries. 6:52, FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
All law firms are not the same, and that's a fact. When our clients are denied payments for Social Security, Morgan & Morgan wins more than the national average.
And we can say that because it's true. That means when you hire our lawyers, you have a better chance of winning than the average lawyer. When you're injured and need a lawyer, the law firm you choose makes a big difference. Choose wisely.
There's only one Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com.
Dial pound law on your cell.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers along with patchy fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers and afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join me for lunch and a live broadcast of Midday Mobile on Monday from the Dumbwaiter, located in the heart of downtown Mobile at 167 Dolphin Street, as we enjoy classic Southern dishes with their own special flavor, great quality ingredients, and a great atmosphere. It is Monday from noon to 2, the Dumbwaiter, featured on the Travel Channel's hit show Food Paradise and top of the list of where to eat and drink drink in Mobile. Come see us for a live broadcast of Midday Mobile and some fantastic lunch at the Dumbwaiter, Monday from noon to 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Hello, this is Alicia, service coordinator for Forklift Hunter. We specialize in sales, maintenance, and repair for all brands of forklifts, aerial equipment, and other lifts. We are here to save you money. Our labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers. Our local technicians come to your site and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Again, this is Alicia, and if we're not already helping you save, I look forward to talking to you. Call 251-479-2270 or visit forklifthunter.com.
655 FM Talk 1065, Mobile Mornings on the Super Tuesday Eve. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, Kane keeps us up to date on traffic and text lines open for you right now at 343-0106, 343-0106. You'll also be able to use that number coming up this morning for Win 'em Before You Can Buy 'em tickets for Jake Owen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jake Owen, a good country singer. He's been around for a while now, and he's got some, I think he's got several number one hits, so it should be an awesome show.
Good deal. We got a chance to win those tickets coming up this morning. And I mentioned earlier, and our news partners, WKRG, have a story about the documentary filmmaker, and I thought it was, like always,
this every is a
funny,
time.
This is funny. Dalton's laughing because he knows where I'm going with this. People talk to me, tell me things, and ask me not to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I do? I don't say anything. Unless somebody's going to get hurt, I don't say anything, right?
Right. I mean, that's, you're doing what you're asked to do.
Right. So I think you're supposed to keep things quiet. Then I see WKRG does a news story about the documentary filmmaker in town filming for the this documentary about tolls. It's a national documentary, but he's come here to Mobile to talk about our opposition to the Mobile Bayway toll. So the news is out now, I guess. So the filmmaker was in, shot some interviews and all that down at Gulf Quest yesterday, which I enjoy the irony of that. that's where they were. But came to the studios here at FM Talk 106.5 on Saturday night, mm-hmm. Put the picture up there of the lights. They brought all the lights and camera in here. It was already hot in here Saturday evening. Then they brought all the camera lights and all that stuff in here.
Oh,
it was
man, boiling
in here. So I'm sure, I'm sweating like Ned Beatty in Deliverance when you look at the documentary when it finally airs. But yeah, they interviewed right here at FM Talk 106.5. We talked a bunch about what y'all had to say and pass along some audio of your calls back then and the interviews we did. So when this documentary comes out, it will be a national documentary. It may go to Netflix is what the director was talking about. He said it may be a Netflix selection. We'll tell you more about that, how you'll be able to watch our story of our part of the battle against tolls nationally. It's a national story, but we're like a test case they're looking at. So how about that? All right, 657 FM Talk 106.5. By the way, you know, daylight saving time starts next weekend.
Already?
Yeah.
What?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll talk more about that coming up. Y'all stay close. News is next.